anything in the world.
Right.
Okay? Here's a chance.
I want to raise Dr. Katz. Oh, so yes. Okay, so why not? I don't have it. Ask Dr. Katz about that.
Yes.
What are the halachos regarding Nagia that's with a younger sister?
No isha whatsoever.
No isir?
No isha whatsoever. But to kiss the younger sister, the Rambam says, Maisa Tipshishu. No isha, but Maisa Tipshishu. The only one you're allowed to kiss is the mother, and the grandmother. That's all. But if there is a cherach, then there is no isha.
So if the family would be upset if they made a...
That's right, so advice. So it's a mitzvah. The Kolbe mentions in the name of Meir Gutenberg that he advised his sons to shake hands with the Nochris, because if they don't, if the Nochris initiates the handshake, it will be Bichl Hashem.
Let me tell you.
We were never actually kicked out of Gan Eden. Did we have a Torah there?
What?
We were living in Gan Eden now. We have a Torah.
You mean Adam Harishon?
If Adam Harishon
was not kicked out of, asked to leave Gan Eden, would we still have the Torah? Would we have a Torah? That's your question.
Would we have what?
Would there be a Torah? Would we have?
Of course there would be. The Torah would have been delivered much earlier. Right? The time of Shem Veda. And there wouldn't have been Egyptian bondage either.
Are you the non-kosher group?
Can a person buy stock in, let's say, McDonald's that sells tarfas?
But before Pesach, he should sell the stocks to a goy.
Really?
Goy Rahman.
McDonald's is meat and milk.
What?
Meat and milk is McDonald's.
I can't tell.
Oh, he says it. McDonald's is meat and milk, but it's Nivela. McDonald's is, they make cheeseburgers, which means they put cheese on top of the hamburgers, but the hamburgers is Nivela, so he's saying, would
so
it be Isra Hanok?
Buy it, so.
Shouldn't buy the company.
So you shouldn't buy it.
Shouldn't buy stock in the company.
Why not? Can buy the stock.
Can or cannot?
What? He can.
He can buy it.
He can buy the cheese. But he can buy stocks.
Yeah. I want to know why is it mutter? Is it because it's considered indirect, that you're not directly benefiting from the...
That's right. It's not exclusively devoted to the sale of these things. If it's exclusively devoted, then you're not allowed. Yeah.
Are you allowed to say the hiratzon of Berchas HaKodesh Bakasha on Shabbos?
What?
The question is, can a person be, when they do Berchas HaKodesh on Shabbos, should one say the hiratzon, or is it a problem of Bakasha on Shabbos?
No, it's no problem. No problem. But the meaning is not to say Berchas HaKodesh in Shabbos night.
On Shabbos what?
Shabbos night, Friday night.
Right.
But yes.
No, but he's talking about when it's Mavrach, no, when you say tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh.
Yes, so what's wrong with
that? So he wants to know, the Hiratzon, is that Bakasha?
Chas v'shalom. That's the meaning of soil throughout the ages. Rosh Chodesh Kislev, yeh b'yim ha-shlishi, habo aleinu akol the soil again. Yeah?
In Shmona Esrei, in Rifa'enu, it says that you can make a sort of a Misha Beirach in the middle of Rifa'enu before Kiyah.
That's right.
So isn't that considered maybe a Hefzik in Tefillah?
It's not a Hefzik. What is Tefillah? No, it's not a Hefzik. It's Miyoni Shalei Sebrach. Yes?
If you miss Baruch Hu, should you make Baruch Hu after Shmona Esrei? Admired.
No.
If Hillel set up a set calendar,
for the way the Yom Tov fell out, why then do we still have 2 days of Yom Tov? 2 days of Yom Tov.
If Hillel, if we now know it's Shidiyaka, so why do we have 2 days Yom Tov in Chutzlatz?
Because Sholcho Metam, he nagu mnika v'sia. So since in the early days, when there was a real suffix, they didn't know, so we have to maintain this tradition of our fathers. Shalomicha v'yagetcho,
skinecho v'yimu. Could this be considered adding on to the Torah?
Chas v'shalom. No? It's on the contrary. It's a supplement that is necessary.
Yeah. If the Torah Shabbat Chav and the Torah Shabbat Torah are both important, then why do we spend so much time learning Torah Shabbat Chav and not so much in Torah Shabbat Chav?
Who says that we spend more time in Torah Shabbat Chav? The Torah spend much more time in Torah Shabbat Peh. Much more time. On the contrary, the Maharal Nepok criticizes the Melamdi in his days who do not follow up the Seder in Pirkei Avos, the Chumash LeMikra, the Nesra LeMishneh, the Tesvot LeGemore. They start teaching Gemore before he knows Ivrei in Chumash. So he says it's not proper. And then that's why you find today Moshe Kirlin, who know Reb Chaim, Reb Kavega, Reb Meir Simche, Tir Sameach, Chasam Sefer, but they don't know Kriya, the Merah, Melel, I mean, they don't know anything. So that should be changed.
Why is Hanukkah? We have such good talachas that we have Hajim and Mahajim, and we also have.
I can't hear you.
Why by Hanukkah? We have
why by Hanukkah? We're so makbid to have Mahajim and Mahajim.
Also, someone, if Rambam says someone should sell his clothes if he doesn't have money to buy Hanukkah.
Why are we so medactic in Hanukkah that we have Mahajim and Mahajim? And also, a person that sells his.
I explained it because. The Nes of Hanukkah occurred not Mitzvah Adin, because Mitzvah Adin there is a loche of Tumor who Tobi Tzibo. If Rav Kehanim Atmei or the Rav Flishores Atmei, so then we don't have to look, you know, for Kehanim Terim, the Matri house of, not like Shul Shabbos, which is only Truyo. So Mele, there is a loche of Akala Kaltchio. So why did the Nadine when this happened, so that was to teach us that the Jewish people should not be contented with fulfilling the deen, because Yesh Luchonovo B'shus HaTor, as the Ramban says, G'day Shim Tio Lad Shem Lekech. So the Sefer says, She Tia Porosh Min Amutalach, because the Torah said, let's say, Nivele, Treife, Chilev, Chazir, Dog Main, Lobster, and all kinds of things. But the Torah did not answer, let's say, a Nibupe. Well, then it's a Nibupe. But if a person talks Nibupe, he's not so young, Loshne Kio, so he's a the foundation team. Yes?
What's your position as to whether all Christians are
I can't hear.
What is your position as to whether all Christians are fighting?
What? No, Christians are not chayimis. Because the Gemara says, for two reasons. The Gemara says, in chum dafit gimu, ev yechovim shebechutz lores, lav ev de abizore, el minak aviseim biyodeh. They are not real pagans. A real pagan is one like if yechovim shebechutz lores, soil, this man shayil neik. So then the man she had the soil tkifo. So then they were not bezden, was not allowed to let a pagan stay there. So he had to be the Kabul Zaymis Meneach. So Mele, if a child grew up as a Yechsidim Salem, and then Bizdei Nafshe, he deviated from that path. He's not a Tinshan Ejibo, he's a Meisit Gomor. And then another reason, Rabbi Natam and the Ri and Rabbi Neruchem and the Ramot Paskins like that, that Neach Lehuzor La Shituf. Shituf means that you don't deny the Rabbeinu Shalom. But like the Christian concept of Trinity, the Fatherhood of the Rabbeinu Shalom, and the Holy Ghost, the nonsense, and Mary, who became pregnant through asexual pregnancy. So they are not Musa. So they will have a din of Slim Sail to a certain extent. And even a pagan Gomor. So we are mechuyev to mifarnes, we are vokh bim zenes and from zomis, so that he could make a living. Not that to accommodate him with a Cadillac car, like we are mechuyev to accommodate a gatesha of his soil or a gaseret. So mele, he has a deen of a beneach of Sidim Salem, as long as he's not a Sheni Yisrael. If he's a Sheni Yisrael, they're not, even if you observe Zayin Yisrael. Okay.
Yeah. If you know that a certain company is run by descendants of Amalek, are you allowed to invest in it?
Chas v'sholem. The mitzvah of Mechias Amalek is contingent upon its Yitzivah Anovi. As the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishneh, to the Nagdome to Sefer Sohim, he says, as a Moshe, in Yovin Novi, the Yema Abishem Adishem, Sheyelchu, Yeluchamu Bamolik, Harinu Yovin Lelochim Bamolik. But if not, so then not only that we're not allowed to kill, and if somebody kills an Amoleki, so is Chayev, Nise, but we are mechuyevim to be muscled. Okay.
So it would not be awesome.
You said
before that a Christian today is not chayiv misa. What about a min?
A min is not chayiv misa either, according to the Rabbi Hanan and the Rosh. The halacha of a minim meridim leimalim is not that they are mufkif l'shirsoch. They are not mufkif l'shirsoch, and you are chayiv misa if you kill anyone of them. But they are mufkif l'shamed l'tam reach. So mele, if a min, a mezis madiach, happens to be in a bear, and the soil has the sulam in the bear, and the sulam belongs to him, not hefker, belongs to him. As the Rabbi Miri says at the end of Kame, in Dele Chachomim Veinea Hamado, Dele Ador, and broad-minded people, Yaskimu Kulam, She Asman Dochov, the time is very much of the essence, and if they wait a day or two, then it'll be too late, because there'll be Madiach, Chlal Yisrael Machri Hashem, so then they are allowed. Okay. Yeah. What? Oh. What? What did he ask?
No, he wanted to know, does the Rambam hold that a min is chayiv miso?
No, it's not chayiv miso.
Earlier that it's equal to run Parashat Val Peh and Parashat Vav, but then why do we have a mitzvah of
Shai Mikol Shiach and Targum? Sakonas Chachomim. to follow up the minhag hatzibur. According to Ravon, the chiyuv is only incumbent upon those who unfortunately cannot come Shabbos to Kriyas HaTorah. But if somebody is handicapped like myself, he's not mechuyev to say Shnai Mikrataru. But the Rambam Shita in the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber and the Amor, it applies to everybody.
How important is it to wear
wool tzitzis? To wear what?
Wool tzitzis. Instead of cotton tzitzis, to wear wool tzitzis.
Well, because wool tzitzis is certainly higher midraisa. Cotton tzitzis is a machlekes amoroim. And there is the Mechaber paskuns that is only higher midrabonim. And there are more paskuns that is higher midraisa.
Are you allowed to put notes into the kotel?
What?
Can a person put kvitlach in the kotel?
Why not? Why not? But he shouldn't push his hand too deep because it might already be beyond the Hedushas Harabais and the Hedushas Hazor. So it'll be a mixas, according to Mandoma, that be a mixas, shmei be, in Svochin da Flamed Veiz. On the base, so you'll be right.
Why isn't there a time that the earliest time and the latest time for saying Yisrael? And also, why do you think
of the
Yisrael?
Okay, two questions. He wants to know, Why isn't, I'll quote the question, why isn't there an earliest time and a latest time for saying Musaf? Zman Tefillah for Musaf?
No, the Zman Musaf L'chatchile is at Sheva Shois till 1 o'clock standard time. The receiving time until 2 o'clock. L'chatchile body of it is you can dam Musaf Kolayim Kulin.
And also, why is it we take off our tefillin from Musaf on Rosh Chodesh?
Because the Kohanim in the Kol Musaf could not wear the tefillin because it would be a chitzit. So mele, because of the takone of Neshamot Von Soseinu, we also have to take off the tefillin. The same thing is true of Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Well, on Shabbos you don't have tefillin anyway. Or Chalameyed to those, according to those who say that Chalameyed is Chayav Yitzhar. Yes.
In order to be Chayav Yitzhar of Tefillin, you need to have three Kadeshim and two Kedushim?
Yeah, there's a minute.
Okay, so on Yom Tov, the Ashkenazim take off the Tefillin before they say Vol Tzion.
That's right.
So how can they then be Mekayim to Kedushim?
We know Chalameyed Yom Tov. Chalameyed Yom Tov.
Right.
Yeah.
So how can they then get the mitzvah of tefillin if they don't have a second kedusha?
That's only a minig. I mean, it's not a din. It's not a chiv d'raisa, not even a chiv d'rabbanon, or not.
Okay, thank you.
Where is the Rav's opinion on unmarried men wearing a talis?
What's your opinion on a bachur who's not married wearing a talis?
Well, by only the Frankfurt am Main Jews, so a bocher wears a talis. Among Hasidim, he doesn't wear a talis. But among Hasidim generally, if he gets an aliyah, he damns for the omet to put on a talis. Libavitri don't allow a bocher to put on a talis, even when he gets an aliyah. It's a nisagoma.
What is your opinion about wearing some people wear a red bendel they get in like Kever Rachel that's supposed to
this superstition. The Ali and the Esse the Gemara says in Tzachit Tafku Fitesam Beis in Shealim Midyashi Kochav Shinem Artomim Tim. You know, there are some Jews who ignorantly when they mention something that they are afraid of, say, nonsense. You shouldn't do it. And then there is a minig by some chassidim, by some chassanim, that they untie the shoelaces. And in this country, even the misnagdim adapted this minig, because there shouldn't be any kesha besides the kesha, and untie the tie. And besides the kesha between the horse and the collar. That's also an answer.
There are two people in the desert, and there's one jug of water, and the person who drinks it will live, the person who doesn't drink it will die. And the jug of water, one person stole it from the other person, one person borrowed it from the other person, and the other person doesn't have any children, so you can return to them.
I'm not sure I understand it. Slow. Yes, two people in the desert.
Speak up.
Two people in the desert.
Yeah.
And they both need water. There's only one glass of water.
There's a machleket between Rabbi Akiva and Bemture. Shnayim shoyim alchem baderach. V'yedech od mehem kishomayim im shneim sheisim. Shneim magim yishuf. V'im echot sheise. Shneim enim magim yishuf. V'im echot sheise. Ech mehem liyaiti al yishuf. Sodash Bemture v'cheyoch v'cheyimoch. מוטף שאיש תשניהם לא יירח עוד מסו שיש חבר. אומר רב עקיבא, חייך חימוך, חייך קדמו לחייך חבר. But במתוקו במילה, suppose you see a Jew is drowning in the Atlantic Ocean and he knows that if he throws himself into the water to float, he'll save the person who is a child or sick or handicapped, but he'll be bound. So then Bimturi also made it that not only is not Mechuyev, if he does it, he's Mischayim Benafshe, he's like Mavidat Madas. Bimturi only says in a case where through the Maise, by drinking, he prevents Bikumba say the other person, the other Jew, from saving himself. But when he shall taisa, so then he's in habitas medas. The aim of chilek labo. If he does it, we made it not be shared. Most habitas medas today have there are some sefer says everything not be shared, because which normal person will commit suicide in order to save another person. You know, at the beginning of the 19th century, so the Jewish girls were influenced by Schopenhauer's philosophy. You know what Schopenhauer's philosophy is? He was a selfish, egoistic, egotistic guy. So he preached the concept of nihilism, you know, Buddha, that when will the universe attain its utopian goal, when everything will be turned to Toyo Bavel, but he himself didn't do it. But silly, stupid Jewish girls at the beginning of the 20th century, 1904-95, used to play piano, violin, and then they would take poison and die.
But what if the Jewish thing is in your possession, but the other person really owns it, like you stole it or you borrowed it?
What?
Okay, now, two people in the desert, one glass of water, but Reuven stole the water from Shimon.
Oh, so then he's a Riseach. He's Chayim Mishavim
Shomai. So he should give it back.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah, Aaron.
Okay. If you look into the time of the Nevi'im, you have Bnei Israel going, and you know they're Oved Hashem, and then they're Oved Elilim, and it's back and forth constantly. And But we have, and Nevi'im would always come and give Bnei Israel Tovapa, whatever. So, but it would seem to me that Bnei Israel, they were, you know, they weren't on such a great Madrega if they kept falling down into this depths. But yet we're, I'm not saying we're on the same Madrega, but, I mean, a lower one, but why don't we have Nevi'im today? If, I mean, we've seen the Bnei Israel, they weren't such tzaddikim.
His question is, why is it in the time of the Nevi'im and the Shoftim, the people, Bnei Israel, were doing Averos, doing Avodah Zarah?
But, no, not in Bnei Torah.
But a lot of Jews.
Someone, you know,
right,
who were influenced by Yaakov.
So his question is today, why don't we have Nevi'im today?
Why don't we?
Right, that's the question.
Because that's a decree from Dashbach. That until you make some Mashiach, there shouldn't be any Nevi'im. Because many times you'd find a very curious accident that Nevi'i Hashekha would, you know, be Nevi'im, and they would prophesy, you know, be a Likohamo, let's say, 2 years from now. And ignorant people, they don't know anything about astronomy. They'll think, oh, he's a Novi. So they'll mislead the people, you see. So it would be a big tragedy.
But couldn't that have also happened then?
He said, couldn't that have happened then? Why then?
No, it couldn't happen. Because then the reunion of opinion of the Jews who are Yirei Hashem, Shemateo Mitzvah, but only those who lived in Shemrei, but those who lived in Yehuda, it couldn't happen. Yeah.
What are the reasons and sources for wearing a hat while you're
gone? You don't have to wear a hat. I don't wear a hat. But if Bocha wears a hat, I don't know any spaces for it. Why? Because those who are married have a talis, so they cover the talis. So Mele, it's been came ahead, but the Bocha doesn't wear a talis, so it's not became ahead. But there is no reason in the world. When I was a Bocha, I didn't wear a hat. Only when I had to dab Minche, I wore a hat. No, I had to dab Meire if I put on a hat. Yes.
So now can you maybe clarify, so what are you saying? So why would you wear, what was the reason you'd wear a hat for Mincha? No, so boys should wear a hat or shouldn't
yeah,
wear
it? Because you have to cover it completely. Not that it's a chayiv, but it's more proper.
So it's not a chayiv, but yeah, it's a kim, it's better.
Yeah, you know. It's a better kish.
There are many people in Israel there are organizations that say they have found the shenas from true color. So is it better to wear pieces with that shenas even though we're not sure if it's the right one or not?
Okay, there are people today that claim that they have the right, that they found the tchelas.
Yes, because Rajina Rebbe.
Right, so should we look for that tchelas and put it on our talis?
Chasus. Rajina Rebbe, so when he found out the right chelas, the chelose, and he knew a lot of chemistry. At first, it is not blue, it is black, and then it turns into blue. 1 second, by putting in certain chemicals, so he came to all the daily in Lithuania, and no one gave him askome. The only one who gave him askome was the Prozhanov, you know. In Galicia. He gave Mascom. He showed him. Then he came to Slutsk, that was before Bishalevi moved to Brisk. So he mentioned all the proofs of chemistry, of Greek, of Latin. So he said, I'm not interested. Because there are two Kabbalahs. One Kabbalah is of Meshe Kibbutir Mishinai, Umsol Yeshua. Visual scanning level. So that depends upon the Kabbalah of the Gdili Ador, the Chachma Kabbalah. Another Kabbalah is Shalavicho Ve'Yageitcho, Skinecho Ve'Yemelach. Now the Tirosh Balpeh, the Kabbalah Tirosh Balpeh says that Chiti, how do we know that Chiti what is called in English wheat. The Jewish Baal Peh says, sailing. How do you know that it means what is called in English barley? Kusmo, it is a new fitting spell. How do you know all that? Does the Gemara say that? So that's the Kabbalah of Shalavicho Yageit Roskin Echol Yemoloch. So that depends upon the Kabbalah of the plain people who are not dealing, who are not tzaddikim, women, and even children. So how do you know that it is? You look up in the dictionary, a Lashon Kodesh, an English dictionary, so you see chitin, wheat. So that's the only mevaras I'm not interested. Then, when the Prashana Rav heard what the Halevi said, he was chizer from his psak. So the Radzina Rebbe was very depressed. Okay. Yeah.
Thanksgiving is coming up, and there are other secular holidays that come up in the schedule during the year. I'd like to know, what is the Rav's position on are you allowed to
eat turkey?
Celebrate these specific holidays?
Why not? You can eat turkey every night. We used to eat turkey only on Pesach. And how do you call the cranberry sauce? But so every night, but today he said, Chayv the Raise, that's a mishugash. Yes. Yes.
About the Rizina Kua, and they just came out recently with a new kind of kahila, which are Shechelet.
The former Rahba Roshi, Rabbi Yitzchok Isaac Herzog, Zecheinu Livrache, said that he found a different kind of tremes. So what?
But this one, I mean, the thing is, it's from a non-kosher fish, which that's the reason why people didn't know about for such a long time.
What?
He said the new trellis they just found is from a non-kosher fish.
Right, but that's why you know about it.
And that's why people didn't know about it.
Because
so what?
Lost for a while. So people claim that that's the new trellis.
He says, so people say, the reason no one knew about it before because it was a non-kosher fish.
So what? Mina, mashmuta lepicho is aloha by tzum, not by tzusis.
Yeah. So why should that make a difference?
No,
that would be the same thing Rav Soloveitchik said before. In other words, it's not part of the misora of Shalavicha v'yagecha. So since we don't have that misora, the same answer.
Yeah. Is Judaism based on knowledge of belief?
Is our acceptance of Torah based upon knowledge or based upon belief?
Both. Knowledge and belief. There's a presentation of Shomelach, which when Ashach Bey, Pentish, Havon, Shomel, Necho, for Yisurum, Ovecho, Kol Mechayecho, So the Ramban is masik against the Ramban. That's why the Ramban doesn't mention the mitzvahs and mitzvahs of Ishamalach. So Mitzvah gives the teret that the Ramban is made of the Ramban, but the Ramban has one cloud that mitzvahs or leises that are killing collateral kula are not to be it means be observe collateral kule, but he's made it, so I'm not going to do it. Yes.
Where does the Ashkenazic minhag of standing during Kaddish come from?
Where does the minhag of standing during Kaddish come from?
I don't know. It's a minute. The meaning of the Acharetz. Lo yei Adam Yoshim bin bin Eirim v'lo Eir bin Eishim. Only the Acharetz. No Isa. I don't stand up for Kaddish. Before the stroke, I used to stand up all right to to people like the other people. But now I don't. Yeah, no.
Is one allowed to read Christian literature, Christian literature such as certain Shakespeare plays?
Shakespeare is not Christian. You mean the New Testament? No. Unless he needs it to counteract the missionaries. So the Dhamma Shatoshas appears. But otherwise not. However, if he's a student in college and the teacher makes an assignment, he can read it to the coffee shed. Yeah.
There's an operation a person can have that will save his life if he has it. And if he has it, he can die during the operation. But if it's a success...
It all depends. And you have to weigh the possibilities of dying in the midst of the operation against the possibilities that you will survive. If it's 50-50, you're allowed to operate. If it is 40 AD, that you'll die, you're not allowed.
But if it's like 80-40 80-20 that he will survive, is it a clear that he must have that operation?
Of course. In 70 and 30.
50-50.
If it's
50-50, then
you
should have the operation.
What's the Rav's position on whether
you should brush your teeth on Shabbos? You sure? What? He wants to know whether a person should brush their teeth on Shabbos.
No.
Oh, good.
Should not.
Okay. Could he?
Because he's not allowed, because he might be there. I mean, machet. If he brushes the teeth the way the dentist tell you to wash, but if you point the teeth just like this, not this, so it's no easy. Yeah.
Yeah.
If on Shabbos, Rav Chazan is singing Kedusha, are you allowed to sing the actual words of Kedusha along with him?
Why not? Like the choir does it. Yes.
There are people that say that we don't eat giraffe, even though it's kosher.
You not what?
People say. You want to finish the
question? Yes. Sure. Okay. There's two reasons that we don't eat it, even though it's kosher. You see? One, because maybe the neck is so long, or two, maybe because because we never had it before.
But so he wants to know about giraffe. Can we eat giraffe? Giraffe. Yeah.
You see, mean hired mayor, no? The big neck. So, not allowed to eat. I even love the rice, high mouth.
He said he heard that it's a kosher animal, but you don't know where to shecht. Is that what you heard?
No, I heard that...
Not a giraffe.
What?
You know it's not a giraffe.
Oh, I heard it was...
Is it a giraffe or not?
He wants to know if it's kosher.
It's tummy. Rav said it's tummy.
But doesn't it have a Jewish cut and a split hoof?
He wants to know, does it chew its cut and have a split hoof?
A giraffe. Yeah.
With a long neck, does it chew its cud and have a split hoof?
What?
Does it chew its cud? Mafresh's pasta. Okay. No. Does the giraffe have the two simanim of kashrus? That's his question. The giraffe with the long neck, does it have these simanim?
Yes, the simanim of tummy, not of dialect.
Okay, then I've given a different example. Okay. Right. We don't, okay. 100 years ago, when there were Jews in Europe, and they're like eating pizza or like kiwi or whatever.
Pizza, so much. That's a problem with pizza. I don't like it, but it's noise. You can eat pizza all day.
Yeah, what's the... No.
Okay. Eating certain foods, we didn't eat them because we just didn't have them.
Yes, sir.
All right, and the same thing applied with rice. So why can't we eat rice on Pesach? The only reason they didn't eat rice
is kidneys.
What?
It's kidneys. So it's the Cherem Hagenim not to eat kidneys for two reasons. One, because of Xera. If he eats kidneys, so maybe, and the kidneys is always when you harvest, the kidneys, you harvest it together with the grain. So maybe there'll be a mixture. So it'll be Chayev Kores. And the other reason is, because rice, there is Xera. Because it looks like grain. It has all the chemical characteristics like grain. So maybe you're not allowed to eat it. So that's why the Ashkenazim don't eat it. But the Sfardim, the Timonim, the Yemenite Jews eat it.
What is the Rebbe's opinion on a Ben Ashkenaz accepting some in Hagim, some in Sfardim in Hagim, let's say, saying Vido before Tachim?
Vidu for Shachris.
No, let's say Ben Ashkenaz, an Ashkenazi, wants to say Vidui before Tachra. Can he do it?
Monday and Thursday, but not other days.
He can't do like the
Achetz,
like Ben
Sarkis. No. The Shiote, if he does. Shiote. That has the semblance of Gaive. It's a bigger tzaddik than any other Jew.
What does the Rav say about reading secular studies on Shabbos?
So, all the Rishonim, except for the Rambam, say that it's allowed. The Rambam is the only one who says that it's not allowed. But the Mechaber Paskins, like the other Rishonim, say it's allowed. Especially if you have a test. So, you should test it. You should study it in order to get a good mark. Get a degree.
Okay. But wouldn't studying for a test on Shabbos be like planning for the next day on Shabbos?
Is it like Hachana? He wasn't always studying.
No, Hachana is something else, and nothing in studying.
It's an action, more of an action.
Yeah.
Right.
Should one keep Chol Yisrael?
Well, the Prechodosh was Matia, Chol Yisrael, because there was no Xera against Chol Yisrael, not like Vinasak. Because only the Chachamim passed that since the Goyim, Bizman Chazal, were accustomed to milk a chazer, or a donkey, some male, there was a chosh. But now, Kishoyisi, Bikairo, so his healthy list is a hollow shall behemo. So Ramesh Feinstein has a tshuva that today there is no issa of using hollow akum. When he was in Soviet Russia, so he drank hollow akum. He moved to America and it was available. So he drank all of Israel. My family moved to America in 1930. There was not a single Jew who used all of Israel. But then the Klusenberg Rebbe arrived, with all the Hungarian Hasidim, then bowls and milk opened up, bowls of milk. All right. So then they started to drink Chol of Israel. My father, when he moved to America in 1939, was zoya not to drink Chol of Akum. My mother arrived, so there was a man by the name of Mr. Chimes, Itzadik. So he used to come twice a week, Monday and Thursday, and get cholov that an akum milked while he was watching. And my mother used to beat out and make cheese and cream cheese and everything. But my father became sick, so Dr. Rappaport of Hashem, who was a tzaddik, you know, he was the brother-in-law of Feuerstein, you know, Feuerstein, from Torah Mesel. There was already Chol of Israel, so we started to observe Chol of Israel. Okay.
In the Shavanach, there's no matter for it.
What?
The one, the Ramah only, there's a matter by Gvinas Akum.
He said the Ramah only talks about Gvinas Akum, matter Gvinas Akum.
There's no Shavanach.
Yeah. He wants to know who said.
Because Gvinas Akum is a Gzeire Shom Dlamiyin, but Chol of Akum is not a Gzeire Shom Dlamiyin. There's no Gzeire altogether. He just passed into Israel.
No, he wants to know, do you say Lo Plug by Chol of Israel?
No, there was no Gzeire. Lo Plug you say by Gzeire, not by Pshagdi.
When a person starts learning Gemara, is there a certain Masechta that they should start with, or it doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter. The meaning in Chadorim was, you start with Mitzvah. But I think this is not proper, that Mahal Mepor criticized. We should follow the Seder of the Mishneh in Pirkei Avos. We should start learning Mishnayos. Not Gemara, it doesn't mean that we shouldn't start learning Gemara altogether. We should learn a Perek in Brochas that are relevant, you know, in Shabbos, are relevant to everybody, but not in depth to study Chiddush Rabbi Veger, some Sefer, Pnei Yeshua, some Meach, and so on.
Your
shoe
is
going to miss
Shkia by Mincha. Is it better to
daven Yachid? Well, if it's still been a Shmoshes, within 20 minutes after Shkia, he's allowed to daven. But if it's more than 20 minutes, or in the summer days, when a Shmoshes is longer, half an hour, you shouldn't daven Mincha. And you should daven Tushmines at night, after Maya.
No, but his question is, if a person has a choice, let's say Shkia is at 8 o'clock,
yeah,
and the minyan's going to start at 8:05, so is it better to daven b'yachidus before 8 o'clock, or wait for the minyan at daven?
B'yachidus, it happens to me many times.
So it's better to daven
Friday night, you know, when I stay in the yeshiva's brisk, the whole shop.
Not makbid on his kavod, and that he can work even for Yisrael.
Why shouldn't he? To me, just work for Yisrael. You have to help him have panos. It's a mitzvah, a gemura, you know, big mitzvah. What kind of a mitzvah? Yes.
Let's say a book is stamped on the side.
Who's stamped on the side?
Yeah. Let's say you have a book which on the side is stamped, like the name of the library. Are you not going to book on Shabbos?
I can't hear.
Let's say you have a book which on the side is stamped the name of the library. Can you close it on Shabbos?
On the side, there's a name of what?
The library.
Okay.
He's saying the library book. Sometimes says...
Atheist.
Right, yeah.
So you're allowed to open it up.
And close it.
Yeah.
And what about, like, Scrabble or something? Is it considered Boneh on Shabbos?
Okay, there's a game called Scrabble where you take letters and you make words.
Yeah.
Is there any problem putting the letters next to each other on Shabbos?
It's okay, it's okay. Not for a grown-up, but for children it's okay.
Okay, for children. Over Bar Mitzvah? Or no, they shouldn't do it once at Bar Mitzvah.
Once is a Gielachin.
You shouldn't do it.
That's right.
And
when there is an appeal, then it's all right. because it's for the purpose of raising a lot of money for the shul.
Oh, so then they could put the... And then next is a monopoly. That's a game where they have play money.
So what's wrong with that?
No, but they have play money where you buy and sell...
Okay, so it's only Osam Zadun Dechel. So it's also for grown-up people, but not for children.
But children means less than Higiel Chinuch. If you know someone is a Ramai and he makes believe he's an Ani when he's really not an Ani,
you shouldn't give it to him. Shouldn't. You are gazing from the real people, the genuine people who raise money for themselves to marry off a child, who raise money for yeshiva, for bishchili. Yeah.
Is that change from the minhag of his father?
What? Is a person allowed to change from the minhag of his father?
Well, it all depends. If a woman is fathered, marries her husband to Ashkenazi, so the woman has to submit to the money, to the minhag of the Ashkenazi. Inversely, if it's the other way around, then he shouldn't say a reverse.
What? He said, what is the basis of the minhag chasidim to wear a shtrimel or a bekisha?
Because a rim is like a nail, but it's a lot of nonsense. I wear a hat. The rim is not to, first of all, it doesn't have the shear of a nail. It's at most a tefach. And in order to be a nail, it has to have the width of dalet. So no basis for it.
And what about the kapatas?
What kind? It's a libush of Shabbos. No douche.
What?
Is there any shirt?
He wants to know, is there any time that today, Bizman is there, that a boy, a bachar, or a man would have to go to the mikvah?
Nah. And only Arab Yom Kippur and Arab Rosh Hashanah, not Arab Yom Tov, because that was only Shaykh when Abayis, when there was a mitzvah of being ill. But today there is no such mitzvah.
At what age should a boy start going to the mikvah Arab Yom Kippur?
At my mitzvah. That's when I started to.
Is a person allowed to read the newspaper before he davens?
Rabbi Yankifem says that today it's a mitzvah to read the newspaper because maybe some Sinai soil are trying to attack Jews and to decree exeras against the Jews. So it's mitzvah to read the newspaper. But that has to be shown in the sports section.
The news, not the sports, not the business. Don't look at stocks.
Yeah.
If there's a man and he puts on stone, and when his son becomes bar mitzvah, then he becomes bar mitzvah. The father puts on the son when he's putting on.
So the son should do the father. Should follow the minhag of the father.
But if he's away in yeshiva and his rebbe puts
so,
on
so he can he can switch? Do it the way the shkenazim do with the permission of the father.
Follow them the permission of the father.
Yeah.
All of the samples of the Gemara, they all start on Daf Beit instead of Daf Aleph. Is there a reason for that?
He wants to know why is it in all the Masechtas it starts on Daf Beis and not on Daf Aleph.
I don't know it. You know, Rav Chaim had a big sense of humor. And there was a certain Rebbe, who was not a big one. I won't mention his name. So Reb Chaim used to say to him, when he started the Talmud, so before he said Matim, he said, Kestale Matim. Kestale, box. A square, a rectangular box. Kestale.
Yeah.
Rectangular box, Matim.
Do you have any specific positions on, let's say there was a ger and he had non-Jewish relatives and he had to pick up the non-Jewish relatives at a church or a young daughter or someone that needed to be picked up inside a house of worship for non-Jews?
What did he ask?
Are you allowed to...
What did he ask?
If a person is a ger.
Yeah,
a real ger. And part of the family are still non-Jews. No, part of the family, let's say one person was a Magaya, but the rest of his family was not Magaya. So is he allowed to pick up other members who are non-Jewish of his old family at a church? Pick them up from a church?
Not in the sanctuary, but in the chapel, yes. Yes.
You mean outside? You mean not where they do the worship?
Not where they worship.
Where they come in to hang their coats.
That's right.
Okay. Josh.
Is it possible that there's life on other planets?
Oh, that's a good question. Now, the beauty of Barcelona was in the time of Igor says, Vayiru Isay Neali Yisrael. It doesn't mean the Terbenisha, not Kiddush. So they were human beings from Mars, nations Mars, sharp side, came down to earth and they were corrupted. So he has the same feeling.
If
Chas
V'Shalom, you forget to say Mincha on Shabbos.
Chas V'Shalom. So what did he say? He dams the Tila Shel Chayil.
What happened? He didn't dam
so
at all?
No, I'm just wondering.
He forgot. He slept.
Right.
Slept.
And so after Shabbos, he dams Maariv.
So after Maariv, he dams Mincha.
He should
dive in
the Mincha for Shabbos?
In Mincha, no, not for Shabbos.
That's one, another Shmona Esrei. Another Shmona Esrei to make up for Shmona Esrei.
Without Tatochan Antor.
And also, I have one more question. Nowadays, we have both Bodel and lettuce, and we have Kamech Yasha. But I understand that a while ago, 10 years ago, we didn't have that. Is there any halachic reason for should we have to eat that?
He's asking two questions. One, should a person be careful to buy, they have lettuce today, you can buy in the store that's
no
called,
worms,
no one, they checked, it's called bodeg.
Yeah.
Okay, should a person get that?
Yeah.
And two, should a person be nizar in yashan?
Of course, the answer is in regard to bodeg, he should buy lettuce that was cleansed without a box, and then he should be yashan. Because most Rishonim, except Torah, their Zohar, Rabbi Baruch and Ribo, hold the Tioshim with Mazeis or some of the rites. Only their Zohar and Ribo, Rabbi Baruch, they say it's not the rites, but it's just some Rabon. Or the Bach is also Mati, okay.
When the Chacham Tzvi went to learn away from home, he was Ashkenaz to the Kanal of the Sfaradi in the Haggadah. How can he have allowed to do that?
What?
He said when the Chacham Tzvi left home to learn in Yeshiva, he took on the Minhag...
He left Amsterdam.
Right, and he took on the Sfaradi Minhagim. That's a question,
okay,
how could he do
that?
So how could he do that? He went away...
Where did he go? I think that the Chacham Tzvi passed away in Amsterdam.
So where did he go? But if he did, it would be what Rav Soloveitchik said before. If you go to a yeshiva, you could follow the meaning of the yeshiva if the father gives you permission. Okay? Yes.
On Shabbos, can you wash after Shkia?
Yeah. Okay. If you still bash mushrooms, within half an hour after Shkia.
Half an hour?
Half an hour.
If one has Shabbos Shabbos, and if that's the bench, the Gavin's Marv, when he goes to that bench, does he ever say?
Person had Shalosh Shuddas, and they forgot the bench. They daven Marav, and now they want a bench. Should they say Ritzay?
Of course.
Regarding to what we said before, if a person gets a newspaper on Shabbos, if he has a newspaper delivered to him on Shabbos, would he be able to read that newspaper?
So, as far as the news section is concerned, so usually it's printed before Shkia, in the summer days when Shkia is about 9 o'clock. But as far as the sports section is concerned, he should not be allowed to read it until half an hour after Shkia. Yes?
Is that your question? Because it's printed on Shabbos? Because you're talking about, because it comes from outside the tzum? What's your question?
No, if it's delivered, let's say, on Shabbos morning.
Right. So, Rav Soloveitchik, it depends when it's printed.
You said,
if it's printed on Shabbos.
Days, so in all probability, it was printed before Shkia. Shkia is 9 o'clock.
Yes, sir. So now in the winter days.
So he's not allowed.
Anything, even the news. Rahmiya. He wants to know, is there any halachic problem about copying homework, another boy's homework, copying the homework, and not doing it yourself?
No, of course it's Shosha. He's getting a glass of prayers, and he deceives himself too. He'll never be able to pass a test of a CPA for engineering. He's in Mishugana.
Awesome, yeah. Gone of Das Abrios, and he's fooling himself also.
If someone is sick and has to eat on Yom Kippur, is there any additional harachaman or something he has to add to his bench?
If someone is sick and they have to eat on Yom Kippur, what does he add to his benching?
Nothing. No.
If he's benching, if he has to bench on Yom Kippur.
Of course.
Yalav Yavo.
He should say Yalav Yavo too.
Is there a special harachman he says at the end?
Nah.
If you eat lunch on Shabbos, and then while you're eating lunch, you remember that you want to go to an early mincha meeting, so you have more time between mincha.
He should not interrupt.
What?
He should not interrupt.
No, you're done, but you don't have time to bench. Can you go to mincha and then come back and bench?
He should bench first. And then wash it in.
Yeah.
If there's no sefer Torah in the room, should you still put your head down the Nefilas Apayim by Tachman?
If there's no sefer Torah in the room, should one do the Nefilas Apayim?
Yes.
If there's, even without a sefer Torah in the building?
That's right.
Well, what's the reason that we do it?
Why not? The Shvatir is only in Munich.
He doesn't even know the airport. That's all they're judging on the airport. So, yeah.
If there's a family that's not very religious and there are things they do on Shabbos that you're not supposed to, should you tell them or be concerned even if you're not sure if they're going to teach them?
What? If you know someone that's not Shomer Mitzvos, the Mechalei Shabbos, and you see them doing something wrong, should you tell them that they're doing something wrong if you think they may not listen?
Because Mutifu Shading in Lavyamazin.
Better not, because if they're not going to listen anyway, you're making them into a mazik.
Yeah. Okay.
Is there a difference between a Daraisa and a Drabanan?
Yes.
So,
by the Raisi, the Gemara says, the human or shone, hane nashe, the achle vishase, at hashecho, is the same. In Imran, by him, put a few shingle in his eating. So, Jesus says, that only applies to a drabon or the Raisi, not before the Matiho, but the Raisi, the before the Matiho, like Michal Shabbos. So then Yamachuyev, as long as there is possibility that they will listen, unless there is no possibility, so then there is a nisya to be mechiyach somebody who keeps his door open on Shabbos at the one avenue in Chicago or on Broadway in Times Square because he'll do it worse. He'll be Mechalas Hashem, and many ignorant Jews will start opening up the stores, like the fanatics of the Toy Carte. When they see a car driving, they throw a stone, and he breaks the window, and the river and Loch and Rai says, so it's the biggest of Hashem.
When you said it's better to wear wool tzitzis, were you talking about the strings or the baguette?
No, the strings. The fringes.
No. I'm talking about when you said before wool is d'oraisa and cotton is drabonon.
Yeah.
You're talking about isn't
the tzitzis.
Yeah, but what about the baguette? Is it better to wear a wool baguette? The baguette?
Yeah, the baguette too.
The baguette, yeah.
What does the rule hold the measurement for a yarmulke?
Unless it's a little tiny yarmulke, it doesn't cover any part of the head, not the center of the head. You know, Rabbi Mumbloy was a pleiach. Once he visited my father's home, so he said that the Rameya Berlin, when he sits before Rav Herzog, he keeps his head like this. But when he sits before Chaim Weizmann, he puts it like this.
So he wants to know, can we get a little more? Now, is there a shear for yarmulke?
This is enough. I can't hear a word.
If someone doesn't have any like parents or relatives that knows about, when it comes to being hugging them, they're still in or when they have, who should go by?
An orphan? In an orphan?
Someone like that, you should go by.
Okay, he says if a person, Rachman Litzlan, doesn't have parents, and he grows up, so he has no parents, so he can't follow a minhag.
So he has follow the meaning of his rabbein.
Okay. But now let's say he has a rabbi that's an Ashkenazi and a rabbi that's a Sephardi. That's the question?
Who is the main rabbi? Who's a Rosh Yeshiva?
What? The school or the shul? Let's say the yeshiva or the shul. What should he follow?
The school.
If a sinner drops or during the sinner, so we have to yell and I'm supposed to kiss it.
If a sitter falls on the floor, should you kiss it?
And
you don't have to, okay. And when they're taking back the Sefer Torah to the Aron Kodesh, should a person kiss it?
If you want.
And mezuzah.
Same thing. It's optional.
It's optional, okay.
I never did it. My father never did it.
Same.
Is there anything wrong with it?
You have to be. I think you have to define that a little bit. He says, "Is there anything wrong?" Tell me if this is the question. with the Talmud sitting back learning, he wants to be, you know, very comfortable, you know, like.
It's not ideal. It's okay.
Huh?
It's not the ideal thing, but it's okay.
Should we leave it up to the Rebbe, maybe?
No, to the person himself. Okay. I feel more comfortable when I stretch out my feet.
What?
I feel more comfortable when I stretch out my legs. So I do it.
Okay. What? What did he say? He said, it's not the best thing, but it's okay.
Are you going to go into a conservative shul if it's Shabbos?
If it's what?
If it's, you know, if you don't go in to do it, there will be on the subject.
As a kind of okay, as a kind of services, kind of thing, or
anytime.
Anytime? Okay. Is a person allowed to go to a conservative shul for the sake of shalom bias? In other words, if he doesn't go, it'll cause a machlokas at home.
That's right. Sure, he's machuyev to maintain shalom bias and be able to mashpia upon them.
So he's allowed to go into the conservative shul when they're praying?
Yes, but he shouldn't come there. And he shouldn't get knowledge.
Okay, but while they're praying, he can do it for Shalom Bayis?
Yeah.
Okay.
And should say,
so he shouldn't pray, shouldn't daven. Can't daven. Don't get him in the lane, don't daven.
Can you wear tzitzis, like, without an undershirt or anything under it, just like on your skin?
You can do it, but it's not nice. It's not sneezing.
Okay. Yes, sir.
In a conservative shul? So is that also, like, can you down there if, like, the women and men are separate? Like, I mean,
mechitza, no mechitza.
Mechitza. You need a, like,
but he's very a mechitza in the down level.
No, but
sure.
It's just separate.
Not allowed to them.
And also, like, let's say there is a mechitza. Is it just the fact that it's a conservative shul? Does it matter?
What?
There's a mechitza? There's,
yeah, but like...
Well, what do they use? What's conservative?
It's based on the way.
Oh, let's say they have a mechitza, but the beam is not in the right place.
It's okay.
Then you can dive in there?
Yes.
Here.
As a chas v'shalom, you're dying with the... Something terrible like that. And
what do you mean terrible like that?
Someone is very sick.
Yeah.
And you're afraid you might not live. What mitzvahs is it most important to do? Like what farim is
it to get for him a good doctor?
No, I mean something like terminal. What farim like should someone read for a good place in Olam Haba?
What?
If a person knows they have a certain amount of time to live, so what should they do? Should they learn something special?
No. They should call a good doctor. Good doctor. The best doctor in this
country. There are no special farm or anything like that?
No. Can say Tilim for him. And he's powerful.
Do what you usually do, yeah.
Regarding the conservative shul, if you're
going to
miss chakras, or anything.
Why?
As you're there, are you allowed to daven with them?
If a person is by the conservative shul and they're going to miss
Shalom Bayis.
For Shalom Bayis. That would be the only reason. You got one more. No. Finish the question. If a person's in the conservative shul only for the sake of Shalom Bayis, yes. And he's going to miss the Zman Tefillah, is he allowed to daven there?
Of course.
With them?
With them, yeah.
At the time?
At the time. He's man killer.
Or should he walk outside?
No. Or he can walk outside if he wants.
Yeah.
What's the concept of killing? We know that God has not changed his mind or anything. So how could that help the person get better or whatever?
How does saying Tehillim or Tefillah help if Hashem doesn't change his mind? So how do we understand that?
What do we hope? Hopefully. Hashem does never change his mind. That's would be a chiyuv gilu. but Hashem decrees that if the person will do tshuva, so then he'll help him. If he doesn't do tshuva, so the Rebbeinu Shlomo will say a das for a moment coming, but he doesn't decree that he should not have a refresh like the Chavetz Chaim in his Perush. Tzchei Amir Anecha says, Yemi Anoni says, Elikim, Bein Teiv Lerois. So in regard to Lerois evil, so he says that the Rebbeinu Shlomo does not decree either material or physical evil like poverty, sickness, strokes, and in regard to Teiv only Yerushalayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Yerushalayim. So the Tzaddas gives the answer, because in regard to evil, the Rebbeinu Shlomo never decrees. The time of the Churban Bayis Rishon, the Rebbeinu Shlomo did not decree that there should be a Churban Bayis. In the time of the Mabul, the Rebbeinu Shlomo did not Chas v'Sholem decree that there should be a Mabul, destroy the whole world, and just to enable Neach and the Mishpach to survive. At the time of the Holocaust, the Rebbeinu Shlomo did not Chas v'Sholem decree that there should be Holocaust. But figuratively, let me see a das for a moment. So mainly it happened, but he was still on guard that he couldn't destroy the Jewish people completely. Then he stopped.
Everything is decreed. What would other doctors help him? A lot of guys help him.
If everything is decreed by Hashem, so what does it help to go to a doctor? That's the question.
Oh, please. Because we are mechuyeft to be mishnai v'deach ha-teva. V'deach ha-teva is the correct doctor.
Hashem wants you to use your seichel and to use the laws of nature.
Not to say to him.
Okay. Rachmiel. What are your thoughts on moving troops out of Hebron?
They should not move. Should stay there.
That says what? Oh, he said there was a psak from a Rav in Eretz Israel that the troops should listen to the government, whatever the government.
I don't believe it that he said it. And if he did say it, it's because he was mekabel, the gossip of the Kanoim. So he's 96 years old, can I know it? Someone mainly listen to him.
What is the Rebbe's opinion on having an established state of Israel with the Mashiach?
It's a mitzvah daily, the Ramban says, that it's a mitzvah in the Egis Lederis, even before Pesach and Mashiach.
Would we say that if a person had to was supposed to take a train and then he missed the train, so the car was late and the train crashed, would you say that's Bashert?
No, you should binge game on. During the Old National, there is an unbelievable story by Rabbi Yom from Paris, how he had a mother in London, so he was supposed to take a plane from New York to London to meet the mother, and then go with her, take a plane from London to Paris, which is only half an hour. But he missed the plane, so the mother was very worried. She didn't know what to do. So then he had a sister, Rabbi Yomi, in Borough Park, So they called up the sister, and the sister said, okay, so call it, but you couldn't call it, so because both planes crashed. So then he had to take another plane to London and then to Paris without a mother. And he arrived in Arcisor, so he had to bench him.
Somebody that's very sick, and all everybody says, and all the doctors say that he doesn't have very long to live. Can somebody go to like a tzaddik or a big rabbi?
Why not?
And ask him for a bracha.
Why not? Why not?
He's not there.
Why not? Why not? In Loyola Loyazik.
There's some midrashim that the Pashuk shot in them, it seems like they would be against the, like, some of them they have, like, Hashem puts on stones, so that would be Abikarsis, really, if you took the literal sense of Pashuk shot.
You have some midrashim that say that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is physical, like he puts on tefillin, or Mori Tov.
It has to be interpreted figuratively.
Right, but if that was supposed to be, so how come it was that to begin with?
So why did they say this question? So why did they write it in a way where the pshat might lead a person to the wrong idea?
Because let the ignorant people make a mistake. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the sun and the moon after all the pagans bow to it? So it's their responsibility.
To know why is it by mikveh that more than one man can go to the mikveh at the same time, but by women they go one by one, they go separately?
Because by women she's mechuyeves, it's not a question of the minute, so she has to take a shower and everything, so she'll feel embarrassed if there are other women around. But men, they just have to be table 1 minute and not take a shower. Some male men can go together.
Is there a chiyuv to know the proof of Maimon Har Sinai? Is there a chiyuv to have knowledge of the proof of Maimon Har Sinai?
No, it has to be based upon belief. So that's the best proof. More than 1,000 taking share. Not like the stories the Christians tell. That it's not based, they don't even say that the Nisim was seen by many people, but just by the apostles who are big fakers, you see. So that is no proof, no evidence.
Yes.
There is a rational proof. Because how do you know that chitim is what is called in English grain? How do you know? Because look up in the dictionary, you see it. So there's the best proof of
what's the difference between
Okay, I think the question that they were asking, maybe to clarify the question, I think they're saying, should a person accept, and tell me if this is what you're asking, should a person just accept Tarmi Sinai just
on a basis of belief?
Just on a feeling, or should it be based on something that
unless he's a philosopher. You know, the Rambam says, Shavuom, Hikeres Beirei, Hoyo, Ben Aboim Shonu. Omar Avuom, Yeshna Agodo, Sheben Gimu Shonu, Mikeres Beirei. So there is no steering. there are two kinds of emunah. Emunah that is based upon belief, like the Moshe in the Medrash. Moshe le'achot sho'ilich b'midbar v'hoyo le'mayim lishtis le'echel le'achel ad she'agia le'lokin she'hapir odlek is be'er. He saw that there is light radiating, so he picked up the window and he saw biro beret be'er, the ein biro b'loy bala. That's the initial stage. So that Avraham Avinu is much as Beirei, Kishoy Ben Gimel Shono. But Ben Avraham Shono, he was much as Derech HaMeifes, like the Rambam, the Ramban, Rabbi Goyen, Rav Shire Goyen, Rav Sadi Goyen. So that was Ben Avraham Shono.
Bar mikvah, let's say a person goes to the mikvah on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and then afterwards he takes a shower. Does he have to go to the mikvah again, or is the whole...
No, he doesn't have to go to the mikvah again. He goes once, it's enough. And if he doesn't go altogether, it's also enough.
So the shower doesn't, like, wash away, like the Kedusha is there, like... Is the whole essence of mikvah the Kedusha that you're getting out of it, or is the whole essence that...
Just a symbolize. That he casts away all the spiritual filth and he's become upon himself to be pure. Sure.
One more question, maybe?
And make 10 questions. Okay. And if they're willing, I can go over the parsha of Isaiah.
Okay. Do you guys have rides or what? 7:45? Because I think it's only take one more.
During the week, when we're davening Shmona Esrei, during Shema Kolinu, you could ask Hashem for whatever you want.
But before Kasa Shemaya.
What?
Before you say Kasa Shemaya.
Right, but on Shabbos, there really isn't any...
Shabbos, you don't have Kasa Shemaya.
Why?
Because you don't have Kasa Shemaya.
But why would it be any different to ask Hashem for anything on Shabbos? So you can ask it in the Rachmanis. Well, if every day that you ask for, like, the knowledge to learn Torah better every day during the week, on Shabbos, would there be any place specifically that you could...
Why should you ask to learn
Torah?
How can you be Shemayim or Kutu Yerushimayim? No, like anything. Because
if you're asking for anything, would there be a specific place you could ask them on Shabbos?
Sure. In the
Rachmanis.
So, one Achen says that it's Yurte. But today, Yurte varies from place to place. Today, when Old Mator, so where the cheese is outside, so it's all right.
He said, is it true that only kosher milk turns into cheese? Curdles.
That's right. Tommy doesn't curdle.
Said the science teacher told him that the even a camel's milk will curdle.
He doesn't know.
Yeah.
Are we supposed to believe in the dinosaur bones?
Okay, what are we supposed to believe when you see in the museums they have dinosaur bones? Should we believe in dinosaurs?
It's okay. You see the promises of the medals. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ben Yolomis Machiv. So, the Sheishis Yomi only applies to the last belief. But the previous belief, so many, the Raivet Tzon, who was the biggest Mekubo in the Middle Ages, said that there, one day is based upon the possible killing, Jalab Shonim bin Yachoki Mesma. So if you multiply 7 times 7 and 49 times 7, you get the bottom line of 3,600,000,000,000, which coincides exactly with the age of the universe that is mentioned by the scientists. I have it already now.
Okay, another question you have, Jenny.
Is there a reason that people, what's the reason that people are Garfield and McDonald's?
No reason. Mm-hmm. Just a minute.
No, hold on. Okay.
You snag the never wore Garfield.
Yeah.
Now, you said that before about Mars. What kind of people live on Mars?
Human beings. Not many sort. Like many. What?
He wants to know how smart they are.
Higher IQ. Superman.
Okay, I think maybe we'll die with that. Okay, guys, we'll die.